Okay, now.
Test on microphone three.
Okay, we're in business.
All right.
Okay, well, okay, folks, I don't know if you've been with us here listening to a couple of great gals, Barbara Mancinelli and Pat Donahue. They did the most wonderful thing. They fell in love with Joshua Tree, and they made their own instruments and do their own music. It's a very rare thing, and that's what we've been using here for people while we're getting organized. And my name is Lee Edwards, and today on Our Town we have Kim Preston. And if there's some real quick, close by 2360 Oro Quincy Highway super geek, come on and help us, because I really want to record this. We waited for a long time to get her, and she's a very busy critter. But for those of you who are tuned in right now, either on 91.1 FM or www.krov.fm, apologies for the late start for the program, but we're going to let her run. And I guess I should turn it over to Kim, because you sort of have a pattern going or a plan for us all. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And how do we begin? We ought to identify you. After all, Kim Preston is and does.
Yeah, right. I'm retired from 34 years with California State Parks. And last year I began teaching Kundalini Yoga for Addiction, which is a specialty form of Kundalini Yoga. Back in the 70s, they had an ashram. The Kundalini people had an ashram in Tucson, Arizona. And at this large ashram, they serve free lunch every day. It's called Langar. And so street people would come in and avail themselves to the free lunch. And the people who lived at the ashram one day got the idea of inviting these street people to do some yoga with them. And that kind of became a daily habit. And the street people started telling the Kundalini members that they weren't using as much, that they weren't drinking and drugging as much. And the members of the ashram thought, maybe there's something to this. Maybe this is working. And so they developed a program which eventually became a rehab hospital. And at one point, it was deemed one of the top 10 rehab hospitals in America because of the effectiveness of the rehabilitation, the recovery, where most rehabs are said to have a 15% success rate with recovery. The ashram had a 90% success rate. It's huge. And that's because they had the people coming in for regular Kundalini yoga, and also they were feeding them a highly nutritional diet. Those two things combined made for a very successful recovery. And eventually, the rehab was closed, and 5 years ago, at the ashram in Española, New Mexico, which is the main Kundalini ashram in America, they decided that they needed to teach other people about these techniques that were so successful at the Tucson facility. And I am one of probably about 200 people in the world who have been trained in Kundalini yoga for addictive behaviors. Probably out of those 200, there might be maybe 50 of us actually teaching around the world. And they're continuing to have classes. If anyone's interested in taking that class, I'd be glad to talk to them about it. It changed my life. Kundalini yoga changed my life. And I was drinking heavily, and I've been sober 2.5 years. And I give credit to Kundalini yoga for that success.
For contact information, Kim, is this the correct phone, 530-589-0250?
That's correct. You can also reach me on my website, which is probably the best way, and that's mountainmahoganynativearts.com. That's my website, mountainmahoganynativearts.com. And there's a way there that you can contact me.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming by today, and I feel like you have thoughts in mind, and I certainly wouldn't know how to direct you since you're self-directing on this. So I'm going to just kind of try to keep my nose out of it, but keep right attentive to it because it's going to be a blessing to me.
All right. Well, I'd like to invite the public to come to the class. It's every Tuesday at the Unity Church here in Oroville. It's Kundalini Yoga for Breaking Addictive Behaviors. It works on all kinds of addictions, and who doesn't have an addiction? We are addicted to television, to bad news, to relationships, to shopping, gambling, substances, food, all kinds of things. The class is every Tuesday from 4 o'clock to 5:30 at the Unity Church in Oroville. It's a beautiful facility to have the yoga in. The Unity Church is at 1321 Robinson Street right here in Oroville. I've been teaching for more than a year, and I started out teaching for the Lifeline Residential Recovery for the people that are in recovery at the rehab facility. That facility is no longer open, but anyone can come to this class now. So whether you feel you're addicted to something or not, it doesn't matter. It can benefit everyone. I also teach once a month at the Stringtown Mountain Yoga Studio at 615 Stringtown Road. I'll be teaching there this Saturday at 10:30. That's once a month. So hopefully, if you're interested, you can come by and check it out. Some of the class can be done from a chair. A couple of weeks ago, we had a class where everything was done from a chair or standing. And it's my desire to reach out to the senior community here in Oroville and eventually have a class just for seniors, for people who are chair bound and can't be as active as they want to be. In a few minutes, we're going to do, with you, the listening audience, we're going to actually do a Kundalini Yoga exercise over the air. So.
Okay. By the way, this is not something you would normally hear, but this is the way it goes. Someone out there listening to us, which might be through the normal airwaves in our broadcast area or might be through a computer, if you can record this program and then contact me, just contact KROV Oroville radio station about it. All our contact information is on our website. Let me know, because that way, when we get the glitch out of our system here, we'll be able to take this session and we'll be able to post it to our website so people all around the world can find it as long as our website is in force. So keep that in mind. Please take the time right now, if there's a way for you to record this program, no matter where you might be, do it. I don't care if you record it on your cell phone over a microphone. We can make it work. Okay, I'll quit interrupting now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Yogi Bhajan, who is a man from India who brought Kundalini Yoga to the West. He was a master of Kundalini Yoga at age 16. And when he was in his 40s, he came to Canada for a visit. And he saw American money. And it said, "In God we trust." And he thought, "Wow, they put God right on their money. I'm going to go visit that country." So he came down to L.A. in the late 60s, and he realized quickly, oh, no, these American kids are looking for God in drugs. Maybe I can help them. And back then, you weren't supposed to bring Kundalini Yoga out of its sequestered environment, but he did. He brought Kundalini Yoga to America in the late 60s. Around 1972, there was a Kundalini Yoga class at American River College in Sacramento, and I took that class, and I was immediately enthralled with Kundalini and the really powerful and quick and effective effect it had on me. And I lived in a Kundalini ashram for about 9 months way back then. As the years went by, I would do Kundalini Yoga every once in a while. I closed my office door at state parks, and do yoga on my lunch hour, but not that often. And finally, after I retired, I was able to find an online Kundalini teacher, Jai Dev Singh, in Nevada City. And for a small fee, anyone can subscribe to his service and have online Kundalini yoga teaching. And that got me started 3 years ago. And it was amazing the effect it had on me. I'd like to share something that Jai Dev says. He says, Kundalini yoga is a transportation system that will activate your energy and move you into a radiant space of living where life becomes prosperous, meaningful, and enjoyable. It's a vast, comprehensive, and powerful practice that gives you access to your own strength, vitality, and expanded awareness. Kundalini yoga is powerful, and it works fast. Most people report profound results from just one class. Expect to experience a sense of balance and strength that most people just don't seem to have. That is, I have found to be very true. Kundalini yoga is a rebuilding technology for all of our systems that have been compromised by fast food, drugs, smoking, stress, anxiety, depression, and just trying to live in this world today. It's so challenging. The neuron patterning of our brain has to be changed in order to affect our consciousness. And we can change addictive behavior when our consciousness is heightened. So the practice of Kundalini yoga helps us gain mental clarity, physical well-being, and it cultivates awareness of our inner lives. Kundalini yoga applies body postures, placing specific pressure on different glandular functions and develops a strengthened nervous system. By fine-tuning the balance of the nervous system with the hormonal secretions of the glandular systems, it brings balance to our emotions. This is accomplished through specific combination of exercises and breathing techniques. We stimulate our nerves, our brain, and our essential glands that regulate our health, happiness, and sense of well-being. And I have experienced this personally through the practice of Kundalini yoga and also seen it demonstrated with the residents of the rehab. They come in, a lot of them are ex-meth addicts. Their nervous systems are shot. They have a hard time sitting still. They have a hard time paying attention or focusing on anything. But through the constant practice, the consistent practice of Kundalini yoga, I've seen profound results in the residents of the rehab that were able to come to class regularly. It was very encouraging, and it just strengthened my belief in this whole scientific system of Kundalini yoga. Kundalini is said to be the yoga of awareness. It is precise and it is scientific. The practice gives us an intuitive response to life's challenges. It gives us greater flexibility, confidence, and stamina, and it supports an experience of our spiritual identity. It's highly therapeutic.
Okay, folks. Get ready for some real stuff here.
Would you like me to go on?
Oh, you bet I would.
Okay.
You just go on. You've got
a... Oh, yeah. I have a lot to say. I love Kundalini yoga, and I'm so honored and happy to be someone who is able to bring this technology, to be the conduit, to bring this technology to Oroville. We take a vow when we're Kundalini yoga teachers. We take a vow, and that vow says, I am not a woman, I am not a man, I am not myself, I am not a person, I am a teacher. So what that means is we're not teaching. We're bringing a technology to the students. They teach themselves. Our ego and ourselves are step out of the way. We are merely bringing this beautiful practice into the awareness of our students so that they can use it to better their lives and their physical bodies.
Okay.
Well, Are you ready to do some Kundalini yoga?
Boy, I think so. I think so. I am so impressed. I guess, holy mackerel.
I'd like to set this up in advance here.
Somebody's banging on the door. I think it's UPS, and they want a signature. Forget it. They can wait. anyway, I think one of the biggest things that I've gotten just from what Kim has said so far, you may see results in as little as one session.
Absolutely.
That's overwhelming to me. I have messed with TM and some other things, and I am so grounded and so what I like to think practical that things like this I just can't relate to well, but I put myself, I think, in another state. I give it a try. I do these things, and after a while I find I'm not going back to do the practice anymore just because somehow it's just something tells me that I'm wasting my time. So this sounds really exciting and interesting.
Great. Well, we're going to do what is called the Curtain Kriya. The Curtain Kriya is, I've been told, the most studied Kriya in Kundalini Yoga. Kriya means a series of actions with a specific result. So it's exercises. The Curtain Kriya is done sitting in a chair. The Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation did extensive studying of the Curtain Kriya. And what they found with scientific evidence is that Curtain Kriya, the practice of it, reverses memory loss. They found a huge improvement in Alzheimer's and dementia patients. It increases energy levels. It improves sleep quality. It upregulates the positive genetics, and it downregulates inflammatory genetics. It reduces stress in the patient and in their caregivers. It improves psychological and spiritual well-being, activates significant anatomical areas of the brain. It increases telomerase, and I hope I'm saying that correctly, telomerase, which is the rejuvenating enzyme that slows cell aging by 43%. So it actually slows cell aging just from doing this one exercise for 11 minutes. The slowing by 43% is the largest percentage ever recorded by science. And Curtain Kriya has no side effects and no cost. I heard someone say once, you know those side effects of the drugs you're taking? Those are effects. They're not side
Boy,
effects.
Boy, is that ever wisdom. I love that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anything bad about drugs. No, Western medicine is very important, and it can save lives. But if you can also keep yourself healthy and improve your health through a practice like Kundalini, then great. That's a good thing to do. So the Curtain Kriya, K-I-R-T-A-N, you can look it up on YouTube. There's people leading the Curtain Kriya. You can do it at home by watching the YouTube videos. It's a singing Kriya, and we will sing Sa-Ta-Na-Ma, S-A-T-A-N-A-M-A. Along with repetitive finger movements, which I'll explain in a moment. By doing it for just 11 minutes a day, it's been shown to reduce stress levels and increase activity in the areas of our brain that are central to memory. Curtain Kriya means a song, a Kriya that's a song. When we're chanting, we're stimulating some of the 84 acupuncture points or meridians on the upper palate, on the roof of our mouth. This will cause beneficial biochemical transformations in the brain. By utilizing our fingertip pressure, which we are going to also do, in conjunction with the sounds, this enhances blood flow to particular areas in the motor sensory part of our brain. So we're stimulating our brain in all kinds of ways that we normally don't do in our lives. Sa means infinity. Ta means life. Na means death, and ma means rebirth. So we're singing about or chanting about, from infinity we come into life, then death, then rebirth. Sa ta na ma. It's the cycle of life. While we're chanting, we will have our eyes closed, and our eye gaze inside our head will be focused right between our eyebrows, where the root of our nose joins our skull. That's called the third eye. And what that eye focus actually does is it stimulates the optic nerve to stimulate the pituitary gland, which is our command gland, the command center of all of our glands. Our glands secrete the hormones that keep us functioning correctly. So by gazing at the point, the third eye point in between our eyebrows, we are actually stimulating our pituitary gland to secrete and function at its very highest, and therefore having a cascade effect throughout our body to our other glands. So everything is functioning at its optimal. As we are chanting each syllable, sa, ta, na, ma, I'd like you to imagine energy coming in through the top of your head and flowing out at your third eye, right where you have your interior gaze focused. So energy is going to come in through your crown or the top of your head and go out through your third eye point, which is where your eyes are gazing all along the way. We have a recording that we're going to be chanting along with. And as we chant sa, if you are listening and not driving right now, or pull over if you're driving and you want to do this, place your hands on your lap, sit up as straight and tall as you can, lift your heart, that will help you sit up straight. Tuck your chin in and elongate the back of your neck. Close your eyes down and practice gazing right there in between your eyebrows. And we will touch our thumbs to our index finger on both hands. So each thumb touches each index finger. That's sa. Next, the next finger, the middle finger, ta. Then the ring finger, na, and then the pinky finger, ma. Sa, ta, na, ma. So practice doing that with your thumbs to each fingertip as we chant. Sa, ta, na, ma. And give it some pressure. Sa, ta, na, ma. You want to stimulate those nerves. The nerves in your fingers are connected all throughout your body. So you're helping restore and rebuild your nervous system while you're doing this. Sa, ta, na, ma. And once we start the recording, we'll be chanting out loud. Sa, ta, na, ma. Sa, ta, na, ma. And then you'll hear a little bell after 2 minutes. Ding. And when you hear that, we'll start whispering, like we're whispering to our lover. Sa, ta, na, ma. We whisper for 2 minutes. And then it goes silent. You'll hear another bell and it'll go silent. When it goes silent, then you chant to yourself inside your head. Sa, ta, na, ma. Keep chanting. Keep touching your fingertips. At the point where it goes silent, I'll start reading to you and talking to you. But just listen, but keep chanting to yourself, sa ta na ma. Then another bell you'll hear another bell, and we start whispering again, sa ta na ma. And then another bell, and we chant out loud. And then that concludes the exercise. So if you'd like to join me and try this out, I welcome you, and good for you for doing something good for yourself. So if Lee can get the recording started. This is Narinjan Kaur singing the Curtain Kriya, Satanama. Ready? Technical difficulties here. Yeah. He's going to put the correct song on.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you for your patience. All right, everybody in position? Ready? If you have elderly parents or elderly loved ones, this is an excellent exercise to do with them. Stuff. Thank you again for your patience. All right, now I hope you all can hear this. Call in if you can't hear it, but I think you'll be able to.
Satanama, Satanama. Satanama, 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 Satanama.
Now whisper.
Satanama, Satanama.
Now you chant silently to yourself inside your head. Keep your finger movements going. Keep your heart lifted, your chin tucked in. Your chin is level with the floor. Your gaze is at the third eye. We're singing about the cycle of creation. From the infinite comes life and individual existence. From life comes death or change. From death comes a rebirth of consciousness to the joy of the infinite, through which compassion leads us back to life. Practicing this meditation is both a science and an art. It's an art in the way that it molds our consciousness and in the refinement of sensation and insight that it produces. It's a science in the tested certainty of the results that each of these techniques produces. Meditations have coded actions to their reactions in our psyche. Yogi Bhajan tells us that if you want a happy life, you have to become a very simple, solid, neutral, well-mannered, and loving person. It's your manners which will decide you. If you act cheap, then cheap you will be. But if you act priceless, infinite you will be. This is a very simple formula of life. And it will never change, not for any reason. There's no shortcut to life. People who indulge in their lower chakras, in the lower energies, have not reached their heart. People who are stuck in the higher chakras are spaced out. We have to be in balance. In this balance, we can bounce in life with joy. And we remember that our strength lies in our smiles, and in our songs. Our nervous systems are resilient and they can be rebuilt. Kundalini yoga is an excellent way to do this. Specific yoga sets or kriyas energize our body and they strengthen the nerves. With the application of breathing, one is energized to maintain the posture. Mantra, which is what we're chanting, is mantra, incorporates with the breath, cuts the mindset and enables the ability to go beyond our mental thoughts of excuses and rationalizations. Over time, our efforts slowly build stamina, determination, and the ability to face life with grit and courage. Now we whisper.
Sa, ta, na, ma, sa, ta, na, ma. Satanama, 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 Satanama.
Everyone take a deep inhale. Suspend your breath. Now exhale and relax. Congratulations. I hope that you enjoyed this Kriya and that it has a beneficial and profound effect on you. And I want to thank Lee for having me here today. Kundalini Yoga for Breaking Addictive Habits. The class is every Tuesday at 4 o'clock to 5:30 at the Unity Church on Robinson Street in Oroville. Everyone is welcome. If you don't have yoga mat or pillow, I do have some available. And you're all welcome in class. I hope to see you there. Sat Nam.
Thank you.